Good morning, Big Chow Man. The point of this video is that I'm redoing it because it took about an hour and a half and it was done in sort of two locations, two different times, you know. And what I find is that I get up, I don't tolerate this within myself. And I prefer other people to sort of really focus on lifting their game too, so that we all can put out a really good product rather than just endless repetition, you know what I mean? And so when I reviewed the final fucking record, I produced the recording, I uploaded it, and then when I was watching what I had produced on my computer, I said, "You've said the same things about five or six times." And that's sort of crap, you know. So what I've done is I made the decision to re-record it and take it from hands and take it from say about an hour and 10 minutes down to about 10 minutes, 10-15 minutes, you know. And that's how it should be. First pass, get it right, first time, properly prepared, you know. Anyway, what this is about is that I've reached a stage in life where I'm no longer prepared to put up with. I'm no longer prepared to put up with stupid cunts in AA or NA meetings, and I'm going after them, you know. But and what this involves is that, say if you had 1,000 people join Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous today, well, in about 3 months, half of them have gone. In about a year, there's only about 50 of them picking up a one-year sober medallion, you know. And within 5 years, there's about 26 of them picking up a five-year sober medallion. Within 10 years, there's about 12 of them picking up a 10-year sober medallion, you know. And about... I can't give exact numbers, but some people can leave NA or AA and kick on with their fucking lives and do really well, you know. Most, however, tend to fail miserably and or resume using drugs and then die, you know. That's just, I'm not sure of the exact numbers or, you know, but all I know is that sort of staying focused on what you need to do about minding your own business and working your way through your own issues and, you know, it's like small business management, you know, if you do the books on a nightly basis so you can see who you owe what for, what, how much you owe and what for, and when it was purchased and when you got to pay by, and you know how you got to make payroll for the employees, and you got to meet the needs of all your clients, you know, a bit of dinner, you know, and you've got to meet your needs for all your clients, and your clients got to have to pay the fucking bills, you know. They have to pay their IOUs. And it's much like that, you know what I mean? If you're going to stay in recovery, you've got to do what it takes to stay in recovery. And with those sort of, the 1,000 there, and by 10 years go past, you've only got 10 or 12 people picking up a 10-year sober medallion, that means it's not, the issue isn't the absolute accuracy, it's the well, where have the other 999 gone, you know? And I hear some stories about, you know, people that have been noted to sort of land on their feet and then get their lives together, then go off and do it without Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous, you know. I've heard that occasionally, not often, but occasionally. And I've heard a lot of people who work at rehabs and detoxes or have been through rehabs and detoxes, and the staff have said, look, you know, there's 25 of you in the room today, and you'll be lucky if there's any, if there's even one of you left alive by the time 5 years has come up, you know what I mean? In 5 years' time. And that's not universal condemnation, that just appears to be quite a significant, you know, out of all the stories I hear, those stories to appear to be extremely common, you know? And people who have been around a long time, you know, they sort of start, you know, looking out for people to look out for and support and sort of be friends with, so to speak, you know. And there's a lot of them have said, you know, when it comes to doing the fourth step, doing pencil to paper and doing your own written inventory, they might have, you know, dealt with hundreds of people over many people have dealt with hundreds and hundreds of people over many years, and the sort of common sort of consensus is that when it comes to, you know, putting pencil to paper and doing the sort of work, is that these people, you know, they fucking flee, you know, they hoist their skirts and fucking bolt, you know, and they don't want to have to do what it takes to mind your own business and work your way through your own issues, you know. So, part of that MGTOW stuff of being a nice guy there are things that were written by Bill Wilson and co. that, you know, we did a personal inventory, never mind what everybody else was up to. It's all our fucking stuff we've got to fucking deal with. And, and to a degree that's correct, but Bill Wilson, he also was screwing around behind his wife's back with all his AA groupie sluts, you know, and he was diagnosed as hypothyroidism, and he needed to take a simple hormone, which, you know, kept his fucking manic depressive kind of stuff in check. And rather than going dealing with things, he chose to smoke. And smoking is a good way to stuff down the anger. It's a good way to internalise the craziness, and it's a good way to kill yourself because of other people's shit, you know, that they hand on to you, and you're stuck with it because you don't know how to deal with it and hand it back, you know. So Bill Wilson and the others, Bill Wilson and the others, they really fucked up when they wrote the 12 steps, because they didn't say, well, how do you deal with the fucking mental shit from a lot of other people, you know? And so that's a really bad form of indoctrination, you know? You know, that's what I was raised to believe. And there's a number of scenarios that come out of this, is that learning how to defend yourself, learning how to assault, and learning how to hand them their shit back, you know? And There's one guy in an online Narcotics Anonymous group. It goes by the name of Nathan. And this guy's, you know, listening to the voices in his head, you know what I mean? And very Charles Manson-ish. And so what this cunt did, he got a bug up. What a lot of these people do is, see, if it's not my fault, it's not my responsibility, but if you've got that huge slope where 1,000 people there, and 10 years later there's only like 12 of them there, almost all of those people have chosen, it's not me saying the bad words, oh my God, the bad words, you can't say that. It's they make fucking asshole, they make bullshit choices, they take shortcuts, they don't go as thoroughly as they need to, they don't pursue all your opportunities for improvement, and they reap the consequences of their own actions, you know. Whereas I knew that my issues were so serious that I had to forego everything in order to get through what I needed to work through, you know. And that's all areas of my life. It's not just putting down the drugs and saying the cliches and, oh, thanks to God and Alcoholics Anonymous, I'm sober today, you know. Oh, because I didn't know how to live a life, you know. And so here am I at 36 years plus drug free, you know, and there's all these crazies in their first few, because that's the fucking drop off ramp, you know what I mean? That's the fucking drop off ramp, you know, the rate. So by the time you get to 10 years drug free, you've got to multiply that by 10 to get the 100. So by the time you get to 20 years clean, 20 years sober, you've got one person left at 1 year sober, then you got to multiply that by 100, you know, to end up with 10 years later to get 1 year sober at 30 years. And then the calculations change a bit because people get old and all this sort of stuff, you know. But then you've got to multiply that one person by 100 to get the one who's drug-free at 35 years, you know. So you've got to start by multiplying the base by 10, then by 100, then by 100, then by 100, you know. So, you know, over 35 years, there's quite a huge fucking base of people that you've got to start off with, is a staggeringly huge amount of fucking people. But not if you think about it in terms of like 35 years, you know, an enormous amount of people over 35 years. It's different if you think of it all at once, you know what I mean? And these are from multiple records of in Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous, and just multiple records, there's a lot of them and they're all fairly consistent. So what happens is all these people, you know, with 3 months sober or a year sober or two or three, you know, from 1,000 down to 50 at 1 year, and then from 50 at 1 year down to 26 at 5 years, and then down to 12 at 10 years, you know what I mean? But the issue isn't the absolute accuracy of what happens to everybody. It's the fucking, you know, the gaping chasm, you know? You know, there's a lot of difference. It's like what I sort of say to people is it's not, you know, there's not a lot of difference between 10,000, 1,000 and 3, but there's a lot of difference between, you know, sorry, I just fucked that up. So there's not a lot, well, it's my saying, I can fuck it up all I want, right? There's not a lot of difference between 1,000 and 12, but there's a lot of difference between 1,000 and 12. You know what I mean? Just that sort of numerical sort of, you know, if you were paid 1 week, say $1,000, and the next week you were paid $1,012, either plus or minus 12, you know what I mean? It's still more or less $1,000, but if you went from $1,000 1 week to $12 the next week, that's a lot of fucking difference, you know? So all these crazies that are on the wrong side of history because of their fucking choices, their chances, the opportunities they make and create and take and shit can, they're the ones that are making all the fucking bad ideas, bad decisions, bad fucking outcomes, and they're fucking themselves up, you know? And getting into the sort of, you know, the crust of the crutch of the issue. Crux, crutch, crust. A lot of these people think, you know, I should be living by the standards they have. At 36 years drug free, they think I should be living by the standards that they have and the approach that they have to recovery, when in fact I've got the experience of going way back through fucking time and having had squillions, you know. There's the bulk of the fellowship and then there's all the personal encounters, you know what I mean? But they sort of merge, you know. Into a sort of a fog of huge amounts of numbers of people that have come and gone and I never see again, you know. And some of the very, very, very few that are still around, a lot of them are so fucking crazy because all they've done is NAA, you know. Narcotics Anonymous or Alcoholics Anonymous, a lot of them are just so fucking crazy, really, you know. And, you know, you can't have fucking, hi, how are you, lovely day, how you been doing type conversations with them, because they're so insane, you know. There's a fair amount of those sorts around too, you know. So, so what happens is these fucking cunts try on all this bullshit, you know. They're mentally, they're on the wrong side of fucking history. I worked this out a long time ago, is that I'd sit up the front of the fucking meetings and I'd pay very close attention to the people who were the speakers. I'd listen to what they had to say, you know, all the cunts down the back going, nye, 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 you know, fucking ignore them, pay total attention to the speakers. And, what I notice is what the people at the end of the meeting, they'd all gather together in hustles because they didn't want to be seen as the person who was all by themselves. Oh my God, no one likes me. I'm all by myself. I've got no one to talk to. Oh my God, you know, I'm the reject rather than being the part of, you know. And I said, I'm not going to be ruled by that shit, you know. So I'd sit up the front for the fucking front of the meeting at the start of the meeting, then I'd sit up the back. And, you know, at the end of the meeting, I'd just have a coffee and just watch what goes on. And, you know, I don't like people spying on other people and, oh someone said this and so-and-so said that and, oh my God, you know. I just think that's for retards. But, you know, if I'm just sitting there and there's all these people having all these conversations around me, it's okay to sort of just listen into the fucking sound, you know what I mean? And to sort of size up, well, who are they talking to? What are they talking to them about? What do they do in the meetings? What do they, where do they go after the meetings? What have they been up to on the weekends? You know, all these sorts of things are like slices of information, you know? And, you know, and you start to sort of profile what they said when they were sharing at the front of the meeting, then you look at what who they hang out with, what they talk about, where they go, you know. And so there's what they're talking about and what they're not talking about. You know what I mean? And then you see what their friends are like, and what they talk about, and what they include, and what they omit. You know? And what they hold back on, and what they do when they're presented with the opportunities to change. You know? And it's like, where is it? We could say, you know, all of my recovery resources might be on a US, would probably nowadays, you know, there'd be about 80 gig of fucking recordings that, you know, I can play 8 hours a day, 7 days a week for a fucking whole year. You know, and there's incredible stuff on. My name's
Arthur, and I'm an alcoholic, and thanks to God and Alcoholics Anonymous, I'm sober today. Oh, fuck yeah. Man, I used to drink, and then I crashed my car, and, you know, fucking. But then there's people who say, well, yeah, I'm an addict, alcoholic, fuck whatever, you know what I mean? And then they talk about, this is what my issues are. This is what I've done about them. These are the fucking working the steps. These are the therapists. These are all the fucking things that I've tuned into. And this is what these are the results I'm getting, and this is what I need to work on, and this is what I need to improve upon, and this is what I need to fucking put into the past. You know what I mean? And you know, it's an ongoing sort of thing, you know. And if I tell people, you know, I've told so many fucking people, well, just send me a fucking USB drive, a brand new one in the fucking post, just post one to me, and I'll put all my recovery resources onto it for you, you know? And not one fucking person, you know, 36 years drug free, and not one fucking person has ever taken up the offer. They're all going, oh, 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 got to go mow the lawns, mate. Oh, a bit busy today. Oh, thanks for the offer, but, mate, I've got some fucking chewy gum on me shoe I've got to get off. And, got to go, mate, I've got to catch up with Barry. Barry's got some shoe, he's got some stuff to clean chewing gum off his shoe too, you know, so it was, nice meeting you, mate. You know, and none of them will ever pursue the opportunity. And it's like, how in the fuck do you think I got to 36 years drug free? You know, all these clowns are sitting there with their fucking brains in neutral. You know, and this is getting into that stuff, you know, where you get these fucking head cases. There's plenty of them. And they all think I should be subscribing to their value system, and they're all doing all the things that it's like. Oh, where was it? I don't have a chess piece on me. But, you know, very early in the piece, I began to figure out that, you know, people are like chess pieces. There's only so many moves that each chess piece can make, and combinations of those moves, and they're either winning at the game or they're fucking, they just get wiped out, you know. Staying drug free is a strategic, you know, initiative, you know. You've got to show initiative, you've got to chase the opportunities, you've got to, you know, none of this, none of this brain dead fucking bullshit, you know what I mean? You've got to really make a go of it, you know? And that's what I sort of say, you know, that if I can listen to 8 hours a day, 7 days a week with what's on here, you know, for a whole fucking year, you know, and, you know, you put that into writing, you know, That's an enormous amount of resources, and it's all the really, really, really good stuff, you know, really incredible stuff. Not only how to get drug-free, stay drug-free, work your way through all your issues, but also on how to get a life, how to recompile everything, you know, and how to build a life from scratch, you know. And not one person's ever taken me up. You know, the cunts will go out and spend thousands of dollars on drugs, but they won't go out and spend $35 on a USB stick and post it to me. You know, so anyway, so I'm not going to be talking like a normal person in AA or NA, you know, because I'm not. I've done enormous amounts of work, you know. And I can see that these cunts will never ever do that. They just sit there reading out of the AA basic text and quoting quotes and saying the sayings and repeating the cliches. But this is like, you've got to sort of expand in all directions, not just staying off the fucking piss, you know. And so this gets going back into this fucking issue. Is that I get all these fucking cunts that reckon that they can, their crazy value systems that are really based upon, you know, psychos in the street rather than fucking people who have really turned their lives around, you know, because they've got the information and the tools and the resources to do that and have been doing that and have done that. So toilet roll, nice soft toilet rolls are good things to throw at cats when they start making cunts, you know, they want to fucking interrupt and say, oh, meow, you know, not now. And anyway, so yeah, anyway, so I get all these fucking cunts trying on all their fucking bullshit. You know, you're not a brain dead conformist, you know, how dare you not be like us and how dare you not follow the group rules, you know. And, you know, getting back to that thing, you know, there's 1,000 people here, 10 years later there's only 10 of them, you know what I mean? 990 of them are gone. So that means the group, the majority, the fucking bulk of these fucking people, in a slightly simplistic sense, if most of them are going to fuck up, then most of what they got to say and most of the standards and most of the values that they hold are completely fucking worthless, right? So when they try to, you know, impose all their group think where it's okay to lie, it's okay to manipulate, it's okay to fucking play head games, it's okay to play enemies and allies, we'll ostracize this person and get in with these fucking people and, you know, all that sort of fucking social, you know, manipulation, you know. You know, when they do that sort of, they're all on the wrong side of history. And it's not because, oh, the bad man with the bad words, it's because you're bad fucking choices, your bad decisions and your bad outcome have led you back out the fucking door and back out using and back into the fucking, you know, the shithole lifestyle of an active addict and then fucking dead, you know? You chose, instead of choosing to embrace me and choosing to learn all that you can from me, you chose to be the fucking cunt that you've always been out on the streets, and you chose to be a cunt in fucking meetings, and you chose what comes with that is that you fuck up and you die, you know? So, what happens with this fucking clown called Nathan? This guy's a fucking head case. He's listening to the voices in his head. You know, he's out there with Charles Manson, you know? And, you know, he was trying to sort of play fucking, you know, moral police according to his standards, you know. This is the guy who's listening to the voices in his head, you know. And he's trying to get away with imposing those on me. So what he does is he plays the enemies and allies. And if most of the people in NA or AA fuck up and die because of what they chose and what they did and what the outcomes were from that, you know, he's engaged in gossip. He's engaged in, I don't mean slandering as in, oh my God, no, my poor little feelings, you know. He's just engaged in just being a fucking, his usual cunty self because he's a cunt, you know. And all the other dead shits who love the gossip, who love to say, I'm better than him because, you know, because they're people who want it, that they want to get to be as good as me or better than, but they don't want to have to do what it takes to change in order to achieve that, you know. And, you know, and so they think they can take the easy street way of trying to run me fucking down, you know, cut my legs out from under me and steal my fucking recovery, you know, without having to work at all for any of it, you know. And doesn't work. And so what this fucking cunt did, him and all his scumbag junkie friends, you know, on this fucking committee, the closed committee where they don't have any group consciences and everybody turns up and speaks their piece and holds these fucking scumbag junkies accountable, well, they don't have any of that, you know. So, you know, they started up their shit with me and I've went to war with the entire committee, you know. And over time, all of these people have, out of about, there's a Christmas sort of thing where people are going away and all this sort of stuff, but slowly over time, they're all fucking disappearing. And this fucking cunt Nathan recently clocked over 7 years drug free, he says, but I reckon he might have relapsed because he was looking a bit out of it, and he will lie just about anything, you know. So when he's sweating and he's on the nod, I'm thinking, you know, I think he just might have fucking, you know, your first big payday in a long time, and I think you've gone out and scored, you know. It looks to me like that's the case. And then you say, no, I didn't use, I didn't relapse, you know what I mean? You know, when he's going, on camera, you know? And anyway, so, you know, he claims he's now 7 years drug free. I have my sincere doubts about that. And, but I could be wrong. And what comes out of this is that, you know, every time I'm in a meeting, that cunt will, as soon as I start speaking, as soon as he sees me or starts hearing me share or whatever, he'll kick me out of the meeting. And all the other fucking friends of his on the committee will do the same fucking thing. You know, oh, we don't want you coming to our meeting. It's you know. Well, that's what people who are not going to fucking, who don't have a recovery, do. You know, you have to lie and gossip and gutter snipe and do all this fucking shitty things because you're a cunt on the fucking streets and you're a cunt in fucking meetings, and guess what comes with that, you know? So, yeah, so I've taken to targeting him. It's like, when he was sharing on his 7th year, fucking drug free, I said, you know, you are still a lying, gossiping, scumbag, junkie, Nathan. And I put that as my background image. And then when he was sharing, you know, I locked onto his camera so that he knew that I was watching him. And then I turned my camera on, which just fed through the background image, saying, you, Nate, You're a lying, gossiping, scumbag, junkie, Nathan. And I fucking went after him like that. You know what I mean? I've been taking swipes after swipes, swipes against him in the chat, you know. And, you know. So, you know, this has taken this up to a fucking whole level. Like, you know, you cross me, cunt, you know, with your fucking junkie bullshit. Your junkie head case fucking bullshit. I'm fucking going fucking bang. You know, sending it back to you, you know. And him and the rest of the fucking people on that fucking committee, you know. And slowly by slowly, they're all fucking going, you know. And part of this sort of thing is about, you know, making amends. And when we're wrong, promptly admitting it. Not one of them have ever said sorry. You know, we've done the wrong thing by you. We're going to put a stop to this shit, you know. And they haven't. You know. And so these people go, oh, they're so unkind. Oh, woe is me. Well, no. Good for me, you know. Because these give me endless opportunities to develop character and combat skills, you know, in the realm of sort of headspaces and chat and video and stuff like that. These give me fucking real skills of dealing with fucking cunts, you know. They have absolutely no remorse about doing other people in. That's the nature of fucking people. That's the nature of fucking addicts in recovery, you know. They're going to fail at life and they're going to try to fuck you up and bring you down with them, you know. And so I haven't repeated myself much so far, you know. And then there's this big fat fucking bitch around about 55, 60, you know. And this is in the AA meeting, and she's saying that, you know, oh, my husband / boyfriend, oh, he beat me up and he was fucking rah, 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 and oh, you know. And, but the problem is she's gone and given this spiel on what a cunt her fucking ex-boyfriend or whatever it has been, you know what I mean? And what he did to her. But I've learned this from so many other men, that women who are fucking cunts will go around and do that, and they will slag the man off endlessly. They will say he's domestically violent. They'll play these cards, you know. They'll play the domestic violence type card, and then they will play, oh, he's molesting the fucking children. He's beating me up, he's doing this, he's doing that, oh my God, it's financial fucking, you know, financial abuse, and it's sexual abuse, and it's this abuse and that abuse, and I'm a fucking victim, oh, and they go around and tell everybody what they once knew, you know, and then they'll try and turn everybody against this fucking one man, you know, and, so I think over about 4 to 6 weeks, you know, this woman online, she went around saying there'd be 100 to 150 people in the meeting every fucking night, you know what I mean? And she'd come out with the same story like half a dozen times every night, you know what I mean? For say 4 to 6 weeks, you know, and it gets a bit hard to be truly clear, but you know, she probably would have told maybe 5,000 to 10,000 unique sort of individuals what she claimed her ex did, you know. But the thing is that she did not, well, she goes around saying, oh, he did this to me, and oh, he's a fucking, no, I'm a victim, you know, this sort of shit, you know. Not once did she speak out about what was her part in all of this. And so, I, having had a fucking gutful and watching how this, and also having had a fucking gutful of how this woman is operating, she's going off and denouncing him, you know, like the devil himself, you know what I mean? And she's not never said about a word about her part in anything. And these are the women that do this sort of stuff are the ones who are, you know, they're stealing the money, his money, you know what I mean? They're selling the house, his house, you know? They're trying on for divorce, you know, and they're trying to take him for everything that they can. And then they're starting up rumours about him, you know, going around telling everybody they know what a cunt he is, you know what I mean? And so, you know, and I said, well, this is one, he's not here to defend himself. He's not given an opportunity to tell his side of the story. She hasn't said a fucking word about all the things that she's been up to, her part in this, and four, he hasn't had the opportunity to speak up. This is what she's been up to. So I said, this is not right, you know, and all these fucking deadheads, there's a lot of brain dead fucking people in AA, you know, and not one person have said, not one other person said, hang on a second, what's really going on here? How come you're leaving out your part of the story, you know, what you've done, you know, your part in all of this shit? How come you're not saying a fucking word about that, you know? How about you tell us what's going on? What's really going on? Come on, let's come out with it, you know? And not one other person out of all these, say, 5 or 10,000 fucking people has said anything to her about her part in these things. And I said, I've had a fucking gutful of this fat bitch, so I'm going to confront her. And I did. And I asked her, I confronted her, I said, you know, if you're leaving out all of you're leaving out your part in all of this, and this is called lying by omission, you know? And, you know, if you're lying, denouncing him to thousands and thousands of people, and you haven't said a fucking word about what you've been up to, and that kind of puts the credibility of your story seriously in doubt. You know, because if you're prepared to lie by omission, you're probably prepared to lie by fucking, and you're manipulating all these other fucking people with your bullshit, you know. Chances are, you know, the story that you're running around telling about what he did to you, that also puts that in doubt, you know what I mean? And, so I said to her, why don't you fucking tell the truth? Tell us what's really been going, what you have really been up to. You know, tell the fucking truth, you know? And she didn't like that. And, you know, I did the right thing for the right, you publicly denouncing this guy and saying he's been up to this, and then I can publicly fucking question her, you know? And what then happened is this fucking cockhead, this white knight's fucking psychopath, starts coming out, oh, this fucking guy from Australia, you know, he's Jimmy, that's his name, Jimmy. You know, this fucking cunt comes out saying, you've been... Oh, this guy's in the meeting and he's hassling my fucking poor handicapped wife, you know. You know, he should be kicked out. Oh, you know. And so, you know, I've shot back at him, you know. This gets back into that thing, you know. If 1,000 people fucking start off here and 10 years later, there's only like 12 of them left. Nearly 990 of them are fucking gone. And if you get a fucking committee of stupid cunts chairing the meeting in AA who aren't going for every opportunity that comes their way, instead of sitting there going, oh, thanks to God and Alcoholics Anonymous on I'm Sober Today, and on page 62 of the big book it says, if we are tempted by fucking, you know, if we're tempted by this and tempted by that, we surely will drink again. We've got to be rigorously honest. Oh, you know, the cliches and the beatitudes and the begats and fucking just quotes. And it's not the same as going the whole universe is on offer, you know. And so they're just as stupid as these fucking cunts. So when you, as soon as you hold these lying cunts to account, they kick you out and side with the fucking idiots and arseholes, because they're fucking idiots and arseholes, you know. They're on the wrong side of fucking history, you know. And by choice, by what they think, by what they do, by what the opportunities that they choose to pursue or shit can, and what they make of fucking, you know, the things that come their way, you know. They don't think about the opportunities and how to capitalise on them, you know. So what has happened is, you know, I'd go confront these cunts, and then they'd be kicking me out of the fucking meeting for doing it, you know. And this fucking arsehole that went into White Knight for this fat fucking bitch, you know, he's saying, oh, he's harassing my handicapped wife. Oh, you know. Well, A, he lives in Florida. She lives in fucking Australia, you know. They're not married. They don't have a fucking relationship. So he's a fucking idiot who likes scumbag fucking arsehole women like her, because he's a scumbag arsehole fucking man, and he reverts to lying, you know, in order to sort of get himself lined up to take shots at me. You know, he has no legitimate relationship with this person. They're just scumbags who happen to meet online, you know. And, you know, so, you know, I kind of specialised in psychological warfare, ways and means of getting inside people's fucking heads and just destroying them, you know. It's a necessary life skill, you know. And so this lying fucking, you know, Jimmy is coming out with all this shit, you know, lying and playing games. It's just, you know, it's not his place to... I've confronted her because she's fucking lying to thousands of people, and I'm one of the thousands of people that she's lying to. When I ask her for straight information, she won't give me an answer. And when I confront her about fucking lying to me and everybody else, and, you know, withholding her part, information about her part, and not delivering it when asked, that I'm perfectly entitled to do that. You're in the public domain slagging him off, or she's in the public domain slagging him off big time to thousands of fucking people. And when I hold her to account, he starts coming out with this shit, oh, you're harassing my fucking, you know, handicapped wife, you know. Well, this woman is a bit of a dumb fuck, but she's smart enough to lie. She's smart enough to lie about what she said her ex has been up to. She's smart enough to try and work on manipulating thousands of people against him. She's smart enough to leave all the shit that she's been up to out of the fucking equation, you know what I mean? To withhold that information from the public, you know what I mean? The very same public she's, you know, denouncing him to. And when she's asked about it, you know, what's really been going on, she's smart enough to not say anything. And when she gets accused of being a liar, she gets people in to try and fucking, you know, roll me, so to speak, you know. So she's a manipulative, she might be a few fucking sausages short of a barbecue, but she's smart enough to be a fucking total scumbag of a woman, you know. So when Jimmy comes along and starts trying on his shit, I go after him. It's not his place to be going, oh, he's a fucking cunt, he is, look what he's been doing, oh, you know, telling these other fucking retards to kick me out of the meeting and all this fucking bull. They're just as fucking dumb as he is, you know. And most of them really are. They're on the, there's that, you know, there's 1,000 people there and 10 years later there's like 12 of them left, you know what I mean? They're in the 980 people that fucking, 990 fucking people that are going, you know what I mean? Because they fail to obtain the capacity to tell the truth, to be honest, and to look at all of, how to learn all this stuff, you know what I mean? You know? God, thanks to God and Alcoholics Anonymous, I'm sober today. It's not the same as doing all the fucking work to look at all the big picture stuff, you know what I mean? Oh, as long as I don't pick up the first drink, I can't get drunk, mate. Oh, you know, all the fucking just retards, you know. So, I've been bailing Jimmy up, you know, and quite often in his job, he'll go do his rounds with his fucking camera on, and so I will pin his camera on, so that he knows that I'm watching him, you know, and then I'll send him comments, you know. You know, like, isn't it nice that your retarded wife has such a retarded husband? You know? Oh, you know, like, ah, oh, Jimmy the junkie, how's, you know, he... You know, have you decided to take a break from sucking cocks at the bloody truck stop and come to the AA meeting, have you? You know? And then, you know, he fucking, you know? And then I just log out and they can't kick me out, you know what I mean? And then I have to sort of work on getting back in and that, you know what I mean? So I've been nailing and railing this cunt for fucking lying to me. Lying about me, lying about this fictitious bullshit relationship he's in, you know, and using that as leverage to justify his fucking crap, you know what I mean? You know, I am perfectly entitled to nail her for fucking lying about her ex. And for lying to me and, you know, 5,000 other fucking people about her ex and for leaving about out her part in all of this and for not answering the question, well, what was your part in all of this? And this fucking schizo fucking cunt is getting on my case for having a go at her for doing all this shit, you know? So yeah, I've been nailing him, you know, but this is part of these sorts of things, and these people are going to bring themselves undone anyway. You know, say maybe they might survive. But if they're consistently doing, if they're lying, you know, being dishonest in general, they're manipulating people and they're lying to all these people and then they're fucking trying to lie their way out of something they lied their way into, it comes back on them, you know. You know, so... That's the change that comes with doing all this MGTOW sort of stuff, is learning how to stand up for yourself and learning how not to wear the fucking bullshit of women, you know, and they're all their bloody ass licking cuckold, you know, cretins that go along with all the bullshit, you know what I mean? There's fucking, you know, there's... Oh, what someone said a long time ago, they said that, you know, men don't have there's a fucking dyke chick I knew, she said men don't have a monopoly on being assholes, you know. And, you know, all these women talk about, oh, I'm a victim, I'm a victim, I'm a victim. But see, you know, if 50% of the population is men and 50% of the population is women, well then, if there's, say, 5% of the population of men are real fucking assholes, then in terms of equality, at least 5% of the population of women are also real fucking assholes, you know? So, you know, Yeah, you know, and that's the sort of thing with this recovery sort of stuff is, you know, learning the necessary skills to fucking, you know, their actions, as long as they're like drowning people. If they're drowning people can grab onto you and pull you under in order to get some air themselves, well, no, you don't owe them that. You know what I mean? You just go fucking whack, break a few ribs, you know what I mean? And send them flying, you know? And that's a really important life skill for that. These fucking cunts in meetings trying on their bullshit is serving it back to them and letting them wear the consequences of their own actions. You know, giving them the dignity to wear the consequences of their own actions, as my old sponsor used to say, you know? And not feeling terribly bad about it, you know? If they're prepared to do whatever it takes to bring you undone, to run me out of the fucking meeting, to undermine me every chance that they can get, and to lie and scheme and scam and fucking bullshit, well then, I owe it to myself to hand it back to them and fucking crush them, absolutely fucking smash them, you know, psychologically, expose them for what they are in front of the entire fucking group. Talk about what they've been up to, you know, and confront them. And that's, you know, I don't feel too... If they happen to fucking die, they most likely will end up dying as active addicts with heads full of fucking nastiness and hearts full of darkness, you know what I mean? They're going to bring themselves undone. But they're not bringing me undone in the process. And, you know, I'm holding them accountable for their actions. And that's a life skill. I don't feel too bad because part of this recovery journey is people say, oh, you shouldn't say that, you shouldn't say that, you know. It was said very many years ago that, you know, if you want to go, you know, if you want to stay drug free, you're going to have to step over a lot of dead bodies, you know. And, you know, standing up for myself means I get to survive, and they wear the if they can't or won't or refuse to own their own behaviour and do what it takes to change it, they will die. You know, and when they're fucking crap of trying to spin other people, drag other people down with them, doesn't work, too bad, you know. So, you know, Jim the Junkies, you know, winding that cunt up, you know, log into the meeting, he's in there, he's got his camera on, so I just upload the fucking image as my background thing, you know, and when I go click or log onto his fucking screen, I pin his fucking video, you know, so he can see that I'm watching him, you know. And then I just turn my camera on, which just puts up that big image, you know. Jimmy the Junkie, you know, sucking cocks at the truck stop again, you know. It's like, boom, you know. So that's all right, you know. So. You know, that's what they say. Fuck him, you know. You know, you mustn't speak the truth to this fucking woman who's lying her ass off. You know, fuck off. It's not your place, cunt, you know. And then he's lying in order to sort of... He's lying in order to get himself, you know, to be seen, to have a legitimate reason... Oh, I mean, looking after me wife. It's not your fucking wife, arsehole. You know? It's not your fucking wife at all. You're a lying cunt. And you think you can get away with all your bullshit with me. It's not working. And now I'm handing it fucking back to him, you know? So, that's it for today, MGTOW men. Thank you.